This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. 10 cases of cholera confirmed in Lalitpur and Kailali districts. Infectious disease specialists call for maintaining hygiene. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli highlights Nepal's atmosphere conducive to foster art and literature. Communication Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung says government accords top priority to reform in governance and national economy. And Kamala Harris officially declares her candidacy for U.S. presidential elections. Now the news in detail. 10 cases of cholera have been confirmed in Nepal so far. Dr. Edu Chandra Khimire, director at the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, said 7 cases of cholera were confirmed in Lalitpur, while 3 people were found infected with the disease in Kailali district. Similarly, Dr. Sir Bahadur Poon, infectious disease specialist at Sukraraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital in Teku, urged to remain cautious as the bacteria of the cholera transmit easily from infected food and water. Dr. Poon also asked concerned agencies to regularly monitor the personal hygiene and water processing companies, as some of them were found selling water in the market without following any purification procedure. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has highlighted Nepal's atmosphere conducive to foster art and literature, unveiling various books penned by writer Netra Prasad Gautam in Kathmandu today. Prime Minister Oli reiterated that Nepal is a productive place for literary creations and is the origin of knowledge. Prime Minister Oli also extended best wishes to 81-year-old writer Gautam for his continuity of literary profession. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subba Gurung, has said that the government has accorded top priority to reform in governance and national economy. During a facilitation program organized in his honor in Lamjung today, Minister Gurung commented that developments could not gain pace as per expectation for not having a stable government. He also urged all sides concerned to concentrate to bringing reform in governance and economy. The minister also claimed that the public trust was growing in present government, so it warrants effective delivery. Minister Gurung also stated that Communication Ministry was planning to ensure free internet facility to all community schools. General Secretary of the Nepali Congress Biswaprakash Sharma says the documents relating to financial irregularities and scams like Bhutanese refugees and Giribandhuti state need to be studied as per law. Speaking at a program in Kathmandu today, General Secretary Sharma stated that the 7-point agreement between the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML was for ending irregularities. He also added that the effective enforcement of the agreement would help people realize good governance. General Secretary Sharma also stressed on bringing anyone irrespective of faith and position to book. He also, however, advocated for independent investigation that respects legal provisions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi! मोबाइल को डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Nepal imported Chinese goods worth 65.22 billion rupees via the Raswagadi Customs Point in the last fiscal year. Ram Prasad Pathak, Chief of Raswa Customs Office in Timur, said the imported goods include vehicles, ready-made goods, rubber, shoes, sandals, handbags, raw materials for shoes, apples, garlic and others. A large number of electric vehicles were also imported via the Raswagadi Customs Point. Similarly, according to Pathak, Nepal imported a total of 7,377 Chinese vehicles, including buses, cars, vans and other vehicles from China. The price of those imported vehicles exceeded 19.57 billion rupees in the fiscal year 2023-24. However, Nepal exported goods of just 1.96 billion rupees from Rasuagari customs point, indicating a huge trade deficit between Nepal and China. The Kathmandu Valley witnessed a decline in the road accidents in the recent years. According to the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office, the number of accidents has decreased by 16.8% and the number of human fatalities has come down by 6% compared to the previous fiscal years. Office spokesperson S.P. Biswaraj Khadka said that 177 people died in 8,881 road accidents in the fiscal year 2023-24, while 187 died in 10,675 road accidents recorded in the previous year. In the year 2022-23, 191 people had lost their lives in 10,733 road accidents. You are listening to Radio Nepal ZPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris signed the form officially declaring her candidacy for the U.S. presidential elections. According to the ANI news agency, Harris took to social media X and emphasized that in November her people-powered campaign will win. She further reiterated that she would work hard to earn every vote. The upcoming U.S. presidential election on November the 5th will see Vice President Kamala Harris as the Democratic nominee following Biden's endorsement. Earlier on Friday, former U.S. President Barack Obama publicly endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris for the U.S. presidential post after Joe Biden exited the race recently. Obama said he and former U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama will do anything they can to make sure Harris wins the presidential election in November. The Israeli military issued new evacuation order for residents of southern Gaza's Khan Yunis city on Saturday after retrieving the bodies of five Israelis. The United Nations said more than 180,000 Palestinians have already fled fierce fighting in Khan Yunis since the military began on an operation in the area last Monday. Similarly, the AFP news agency cited the military as saying that at the time that it would act to stop rocket fire coming towards Israel from the area, which had already seen heavy fighting early in the year. Meanwhile, Israeli military has struck a school near Deir al-Balah, a city in the central Gaza, killing at least 30 Palestinians and injuring more than 100, the Hamas-run health minister says. The BBC cited the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, as saying on Telegraph that a Hamas command and control center was embedded inside the Khadija School. The IDF added that Hamas used the compound as hiding place to direct and plan attacks and store weapons. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Bagmati province and Sudar Paschim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ten cases of cholera confirmed in Lalitpur and Kailali districts. Infectious diseases specialists call for maintaining hygiene. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli highlights Nepal's atmosphere conducive to foster art and literature. Communication Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung says government accords top priority to reform in governance and national economy. And Kamala Harris officially declares her candidacy for U.S. presidential elections. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.